Forward, thanks. It's a sunny Saturday afternoon in April. April the 6th. Sunny and actually surprisingly warm. I'm starting to regret wearing all my winter layers, including a scarf. I probably look quite ridiculous walking up the road with, I presume, everybody else having dressed a bit more sensibly. But never mind. Vance and I are heading into town. No big plans for what we're going to do. Just go and have a little wander. Travel around a bit. Do a bit of recording. That sort of thing. So expect a few boos to be coming your way. First things first, we need to get a train to somewhere. Forward, Vance. I haven't actually decided where that somewhere is yet. I may just find out which train is going next and take it. Find the way, Vance. They're progressing with the building works outside Richmond Station here. Vance, leave it. Leave it.
It's a friendly dog.
All right. Fine ride, Vance. Good boy, find the way. Quite busy. Forward, Vance. Forward, Vance. Forward, Vance. Where shall we go? People seem to be dashing down this way. Let's go. Shall we go for London Overground?
Okay.
Yeah, fine, thank you. Thank you for checking. I think we're going to go for London Overground. Don't know why. Just picked it at random. Which means we'll probably go and change at Wilson Junction. Find the way, Vance. Sorry. I don't know quite when this train will be going, but... Oh, sorry, sorry. Excuse me, please. Thank you very much. Go on then, hop on. Probably Wilson Junction.
Wilson Junction, yeah?
Yeah. No, I'll be okay, thank you. But when does it... How long till this train goes?
We're going to go at 58.
Okay, brilliant, okay. Brilliant, okay, thanks very much. Turn around, Vance. Can you sit there, please? Good boy. Left, Vance. Left, Vance. Left, Vance. Thank you. Good lad, well done. Okay, let's find the way then. Well, I think on reflection, I would have been better off going to West Hampstead than here. But since I told the conductor I was coming. Okay, found the steps, Vance. My recording was rudely interrupted there by a call. Come on then, Vance, find the way. Oh, it's all go. In standing up to get off the train, I walked smack into a pole. Hence my tried to tell Vance to go left and he wasn't responding then, so it's just getting a little bit agitated. Come on then, Vance, on you go. He's now pulling like mad. On you go, big boy. I think we want to go to the far end of the bridge. And left, handy. Good lad. Well done. Forward. Steady, Vance. Forward, come on. Good lad. On you go. Good lad. And stand. Just wait there. Right, so the plan is to change onto a Bakerloo line train here. See, there is a plan now. I was trying to say when I was interrupted was that I probably would have been better off going to West Hampstead and then getting either Thames Link or Jubilee Line. But I thought that since I told the conductor that I was getting off here, I was at risk of being reminded to get off. So I thought, we've got a tube. So anyway, going to get the Bakerloo Line now and go to, I don't know, maybe Oxford Circus or Piccadilly Circus, something like that. Found the door, Vance. Wait. Oh, pardon. Good lad. Okay, Vance. Tuck in. Sit. Down you go. Good boy. Well done. Wait there, Vance. Steady, Vance. Steady. Hop off. Go. Good lad. Okay. Find the way. Follow everyone else. right. Actually, go on. Find the way, actually, Vance. Steady, 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 Vance. Forward. Steady. Forward. Steady.
You miss it.
Steady, Vance.
Left, left, no one.
Right, find left, Vance. Who've come down. It's always a downside of following everyone else. You can end up on a platform rather than the exit. Find the way, handy. Let's see what happens. Vans, please steady. At least we heard that weird bus. Come on, Vans. Vans seems to know where he's going. Come on, find the way then. Forward, Vans. Okay, find the way then. Steady. Okay. Find an escalator, Vans. No, Vans. Just stand. Wait. Wait. Good boy for waiting. Wait. And come. Good lad, wait. Good boy, Vans. Well done. Vans is in a real rush for some reason. Goodness knows. But he did find the exit from that platform rather well. Rather amusingly on that train, the last train, before I switched on the recorder, the driver told a load of people off for holding up the train when trying to get on it as a group. It's always good fun when the drivers start telling people off. I think there were disgruntled people behind me as I'm holding up the traffic. Not far now. I can feel the wind. Go! Okay, good lad. Get on the side. Good lad, well done. Okay. Find a gate, Vans. No idea if this is a gate, we'll find out. Oh, what? Yep, seems like a gate. Good boy, well done. Steady, Vans, please. Right, wonder where we come out. Steady, because we're going down a very long passage, really. And Vance is just going for an exit. Forward. Very breezy. Good boy, Vance. Forward. Oh, very bright sunshine up here. This is nice. Ah, good boy, Vance. Well done. Just stand there for me. Let's try and work out where we are. Right, sunshine. Vance, leave it. Leave it. Let's just get on the side here. Turn around. Good boy, and sit there. Right. Sunshine's over there. It is about one, half one-ish, I suppose. Well, so that's about just after 12 GMT, so that should be south over there. We'll give it a go. Might just do a general atmospheric recording first, though. I have to say, it's actually really handy having two versions of audio built on the same phone, as it means I can record the sort of ongoing diary on Audioboo Classic, and little bits of field recording on the other one. Find right, Vance. Fact, I'm diagonal crossing. Find right, Vance. Right. No, not that one. Find right, Vance. Come on. Sorry, Vance. Find left, AR, sir. Good boy. You can find the curb, Vance. So, I want to walk down the western side of Regent Street, so we're going to go across the diagonal crossing. I said it's not very accessible, so I'm going to just have to rely on watching for when everyone else goes. Vance, excuse me. Watch what you're doing. Vance has done it once before, so I've got some confidence that he's going to be okay. Forward, Francisco. Straight on. And we're going across the middle. And we're in the middle of the road. It's quite scary. And everyone sort of collides in the middle as they're crossing over from the other side. And then hopefully we're coming up to a curb. And the curb, handy. Left. And left. Good lad. Well done, big dog. Okay, let's just stand here for a moment. Good, good. We made it across in one piece, just. Fine, right, fine. Good lad, wait there a second. feeling like a bit of a tourist, which is a strange feeling in my own city. But, you know, crossing, pedestrian crossings and stopping on the other side to take photographs of towards the tube entrance so that I can then use it for my audio boot later. That assumes I can find it again, of course. And that it looks anything like a tube entrance. But, you know, these little things aside, all good fun. Anyway, I'm now walking down Regent Street, presumably past the Apple Store at some point. Find the way, Vance. Good lad, well done. Because Regent Street was closed a few weeks back because of a very large burst water main. Find the way, Handy. Steady. Pavement is very, very busy, as you'd expect. Let's see if I can find somewhere for Vance to go to the toilet. Good lad, Vance. Forward. Can you find right, Vance? Let's see, try this road that we've just crossed over. Good lad, find right for me. Good lad. That's it, come on then, busy boy then. And, good lad, Vance, well done. I'll spare you the rest of Regent Street. Might record it in stereo instead, just for the fun of this. Good lad, well done, Vance. Turn around. And just wait here for me a moment. Wait, no, leave it. Leave it, please. Dogs will be dogs. I'm standing at Piccadilly Circus where people are going hither and thither and vehicles are crisscrossing all over the place. And I'm now going to walk down, find the way, Vance. Good boy. I've just swung Vance round to my right so that we can walk down towards Pall Mall and Trafalgar Square. We've got, we need to cross the end of Piccadilly in order to get there. Find the way, Vance. Can you find the crossing? And the crossing, big doggy. And the box. Very good, man. Superb. Find the crossing. Come on, then. He's pulling back to the post a bit. He does love sniffing the bottom of these posts. Really couldn't be anywhere but Piccadilly Circus, could it? Four rounds, and we're off. Thankfully, there's a little spinny thing, four rounds on that one, so. We knew when to go. Find the way, Handy. Not today. Not today, Handy. Find the way. Good boy. Vance trying to go down the tube. Fed up already, obviously. But he's fairly happily swung around now, and we are walking down whatever the road that runs parallel to Haymarket is called. Lower Regent Street, maybe? I don't know. Good lad, Handy. Okay, we're at a curb. Okay, didn't find the box, man. Good lad. Okay, well done. Seems to be a little bit of gridlock going on here. Forward, Vance, and we're off. Find the way. Good boy, Vance. This isn't the most thrilling of streets on the in London, so or not at least from the perspective of somebody who can't see what the architecture looks like. And it may not be interesting from an architectural perspective either, but on you go, Vance. So I shall find an opportunity to pause in a moment and stop this recording. Find the way, Vance. Good boy. Good boy. Well done. Can you get over? Can you get over? Very strong smell of some kind of chemical mixed in with all the diesel fumes. Okay, stand there, Vance. Good boy. You say, why do we have to keep stopping and starting? Right. I'll talk to you in Trafalgar Square. You might be able to hear the recorded message on a tour bus behind me. I'm at the tourist spot to beat all tourist spots, Trafalgar Square, standing at the southern side of it, having actually just walked down Cockspur Street past the restaurant that I went to with Mum at the weekend, Albanach, Scottish place. It's probably not pronounced in that way, but you know, I don't know. I think you need to use the back of your throat somehow. So off to my left here will be the National Gallery, and straight across should be St Martin in the Fields Church. That's sort of straight across, I imagine. Trafalgar Square is obviously a lot more pleasant these days than it used to be, when in the past it was basically a glorified roundabout. It still suffers from traffic, but not nearly as bad. I'd hoped that there might be something going on here that I could record, but doesn't really seem to be of anything much excitement. So I think what we shall probably do is carry on. We'll walk up, in fact, towards the National Gallery, and then go across towards Covent Garden. Upstand, big boy. Okay, forward. I might stop at the top of the steps and take another recording. We'll see how we go. I don't think even the fountains are going today. It's very sad. Find the way, Vance. We're going to find the steps. Where's the steps, Andy? Good boy, find the way. Where's the steps? Good lad. Oh, I can hear bagpipes from somewhere. Oh, Vance. Goodness knows where they are. Find the way, Vance. Unless I'm imagining them. Oh, there's something going on up here. Let's find out what this is, shall we? Find left, Vance. So this is in front of the National Gallery. What's going to happen? I'm going to lie down.
Do you place the nose on my chest for me, please, Brian? Okay, before we do this, there are three very important rules. First rule, you must stand right in the middle, okay? Try and keep your weight as central as possible. Second rule, if for any reason I ask you to get off, you must promptly and gently step off the nails. Third and most important rule, Brian, no jumping up and down. Now, folks, the longer this goes on for, the more painful it gets. So once Brian's standing on top of the nails, I am going to shout go. When I shout go, I would like everybody, as loud as you can, together, to count down from 10. When you get to 0, that'd be a nice time for some love and applause, and a nice time for you to get the hell off me, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Apparently the sound of a chap having nails put on top of him and somebody standing on top of those. Outside the National Gallery in London.
Everybody please give it up for Brian and George, my amazing volunteers. And ladies and gentlemen, one more thing. before you leave, before you go, one more thing.
Give him
ladies
money.
Ladies and gentlemen, the exit is over here. Thank you. Well, that's yours, man. Hold on to it. You keep it. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it.
Well, I found the bagpipes, as you can hear. I've just done a stereo recording, though quite when I'll get round to uploading it, I don't know. Sounds like he's crossing the road, actually. Going away from me now. Right, sun's gone behind a cloud, which is my cue to move on, I think. Come on then, Vance, let's go. Yeah, straight on. On you go. Straight on, man. Let's go straight on, Vance. Not today. So I'm now walking along the beginning of the Strand. Now some say it's called the Strand because it's before they built Victoria Embankment, the Thames was a heck of a lot wider, and this would have been the promenade along the top of the beach, hence Strand. I'll be told off for that pronunciation, I'm sure, but I believe there is another theory for it, but I can't remember that one. Straight on, Vance. We're going to go straight on, not today. Vance wants to go into Charing Cross, and I don't. Find the curb. I want to go to Covent Garden. Find the curb, Vance. Come on, the curb, Vance. Come on. Forward, Vance. I'm not sure that exasperated tone really works all that well. Good boy, find the way. Sorry. Straight on, Hans, find the way. Quite narrow along here, not quite sure what they're doing. Forward, Vance. Some kind of building works, I think. Sorry. Find the way, Vance. Okay, so we need to find a crossing to get across the Strand. Find the way, Vance. Not today. We're going to find left. Find the crossing. Find left. Slowly drifting left. There we go. Good boy. Found the box. Find the crossing, Vance. Okay, four times, let's go. Find right, big boy. Here we go. There we are now on the, oh, get my directions right, northern side of the Strand. Vance is hugging the left-hand side, which suggests he might want the toilet, or maybe it's just his balance has been knocked off by listening to too much bagpipe for the past 10 minutes. I know how he feels. Takes its toll on you. Anyway, next stop is Covent Garden, where I'm hoping there will be lots of buskers and things for us to record. Straight on, big boy. Oh, do you want to spend, Vance? Go on then, find the curb then. Go on then. Busy boy. Good lad. Good boy. Well done. I shall speak to you in a few minutes' time. I've got no idea what street I'm on, but I know it's around the corner from Covent Garden. Forward, France. Let's go. So, as I said, we'll go and see if there's anything that we can record over here. And if there isn't much, then we're going to go down, back down to the Strand, over Waterloo Bridge, the South Bank, and try there. And then we might find a drink. Because by then I'm going to be very parched. As for the hound. Sorry.
That's okay.
Vance, watch. Sorry, Vance. Leave it, Vance. Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, right, fine. On you go, Vance. Right, sounds like there's something going on.
Take a right.
Let me go, Vance.
KFC on the corner.
Go on, Vance, find the way. Right. What have we got here then, Vance?
Stop my tongue.
Well then, straighten a bit more then. Okay, stand there. I'm standing underneath something in Covent Garden. I can't quite, there's too much bass to work out what's going on from here, but I shall stop this recording and pick it up in another one. I'll be back later. We've moved on since the last recording and I'm now on Waterloo Bridge, about to carry on in the direction of Waterloo. Vance is very thirsty, and since I came out without a bag, I haven't got any water with me. And I've tried finding, there's somewhere where I've been with my mum at Covent Garden, where I know there's a news agent, but just couldn't find it. So I was going to head over to South Bank anyway, so I thought we would head back to Waterloo Station, where at least there's WH Smith's and things like that, where I can presumably get a bottle of water and forward, Vance, and sort both of us out, and then if we've got enough energy we can go down to South Bank and see if there's anything going on down there. A bit breezy now, as you can probably hear on the microphone, but for a moment there it was quite gorgeous, the sun beating down, reflecting off the water and boats passing underneath. Quite gorgeous. I'd say the wind is quite a number of degrees below the ambient temperature. It's a rather odd feeling. It's fairly warm when the wind doesn't blow, and quite freezing when it does.
Well, he's got his promotion.
Straight on, Vance. Nobody seems to be looking where they're going, which is nice. Good lad, big doggy. It's been really nice to come out and just have a walk in London, though. Haven't done this for absolutely ages. And I always feel a little bit guilty for living somewhere with all these great places to wander around and never really doing it. Used to do it quite a lot, but in recent times just haven't found the inclination to do it. Go on, Vance. Good boy.
I know.
Waterloo Bridge is deceptively long. I'm still on the bridge. And as you can hear, there's no shortage of traffic on it. We're about, however, once we come off here, to plunge down through the underpass that leads under the roundabout here and past the IMAX, and then up to Waterloo Station. If we were going straight to South Bank, we'd be looking for a staircase now. But we're going to keep going for the moment. Good lad. Could you just find right for a moment? Find the wall. Good lad. We're just going to stand here for a moment. All the people who we've just overtaken are now going to overtake us. But I just want to pause for a moment. I've been to Waterloo, and the dog has duly been watered. And I've just about survived. I was having to do it with cupping my hand and pouring the water onto it, and he slightly nicked my hand doing it. But he did have most of a bottle of water, so he's done fairly well watered. Anyway, we're going to Fort Vance. I think we might just go and try going to South Bank for a bit. The sun is playing with the clouds. Sometimes poking out and sometimes going in again. So it's not quite as warm as it was earlier. Got to cross over, is it York Road? York something, isn't it? You find left for me, Vance. Good boy. He's on the button again, this is good. Good boy, Vance, well done. Forward. Steady. What I need him to do is find me a bin so I can put this bottle of water somewhere. You try finding a bin in central London. Forward, Vance. If anybody can do it, Vance can, though. Find the step hound. Good boy. Forward. Good boy, Vance. Can you find a bin for me, Vance? Can you find a bin? Can you find a bin? No, none around here? All right then, we'll keep going. Sure there'll be one eventually. Good boy, Vance. Aha, that was the the duck going past. Nope, they're electrical cabinets. Good try, Vance. Good try. Good boy. You find me a bin, though. Come on, you. You find me a bin. Is there a bin? Not today, not today. Vance decides he wants to go on the sightseeing bus. He's turning into a right tourist, this dog. Any bins, Vance, any bins. Find a bin. Good lad, Handy. Can you find a curb? Where's the curb? Where's the curb? Good boy. And we're going right. Good boy. Thought we might practice being good guide-dog partnership here and doing it properly. Find the curb and forward, Handy. Good lad. Let's go on. Straight on, Vance. Good boy, Vance. Find the way. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Good boy. Well done. It's difficult when we walk at three times the speed of anybody else on the pavement. Forward, Vance. It's going to be rammed over here, I fear. But hopefully it should be a good atmosphere. Ripe for good recordings. Find the crossing, Handy. Oh, Vance is going very fast now. What's he spotted? On the curb. Forward. Good lad. Quite difficult crossing, that one, because it's not so much because of the traffic, but the curb is properly reduced. You know, it's like a shared surface space. The road feels exactly the same as the pavement, which isn't so helpful. Right, so we're now walking down directly towards the London Eye. Vance is going very fast. I Sounds like people having fun somewhere across on the right. Having fun? Shouldn't be allowed. Find the way handy. We're now coming down towards the queuing system for the eye, which we somehow need to avoid. Find the way. Here, lots of people milling about. We just need to avoid. Oh, maybe we've done it. Okay, that's not bad. And I think we will go right. I think Vance heard that. Good boy, Vance. Find the way. Sorry. Straight on, Vance. No, Vance. No, no. Come on, straight on. Ooh, sorry. You just pulled me through an ice cream stand. Vance, watch. Careful. It's quite difficult along here, but he's doing very well. Find the way, Handy. Good boy. Not today. Not today, Handy. Trying to go on the pier then. Wow, it tries to go everywhere, this dog. Straight on, Handy. Okay, let's pull over here, shall we? Stand there, Handy. Oh, look, we're coming just at the end of somebody else's set. Or show. Sounds thrilling. You can now hear waves lapping on the Thames shore behind me here. As you'll hear when you listen to the other booze that I've recorded, we've been past a lot of buskers on South Bank, recorded lots of different things, including somebody busking on the beach. But I think both of us are a bit drained now. And it's time to head home. And my intention, sorry, I'm sighing there because a BT hotspot authentication keeps on popping up every time I try to do anything with audio. But anyway, I'm going to try and use the newish entrance to Blackfriars Station on this side, on the South Bank. But I think for this sort of diary recording, of how my day has shaped up, this is the end. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy some of the other booze that I've recorded. And from Vance and I, enjoying the not quite summery weather, but you know, it might get there. Enjoying the waves lapping on the beach. It's over and out, or at least it will be, when Audioboo opens again. Bye for now.